The following is a general discussion from Hamrick Berg of current investment themes, asset classes, and specific investment segments. The discussion includes our opinions and forward-looking thoughts and analysis as of March 2, 2020, and should not be used to infer anything about future investment results.
Hi, this is Andy Berg. My partners and all of us at HB hope you and your families are well. I feel that it's important that we communicate with you today, given the current market turmoil surrounding the coronavirus. I am joined by my partners Stephanie Lang, our Chief Investment Officer, and Ross Bramwell. Both are partners in our investment department and will give additional commentary on the markets and our perspective. Over the past week, markets became increasingly concerned with the news that total coronavirus cases outside of China significantly increased. Global stock markets dove and are now in correction territory from their recent all-time highs. We are in a state of uncertainty, and we know markets hate uncertainty. However, let's remember that last year's markets had outstanding returns, with the S&P 500 up over 30%, and the S&P has still returned over 10% annualized over the last 3 years. Before the coronavirus outbreak, stock market valuations were already elevated as an improvement in 2020 earnings was expected. We are not expecting a recession to occur in 2020. We are even beginning to see improved economic data in international economies. As the economic impact is uncertain at this point, fear has gripped the markets. So we continue to be focused on making sure that your portfolios are aligned with your goals and your financial plan. There will always be good years and not so good years. We also believe in diversification, which allows investors to have liquidity for short-term needs without forced selling during times like these, so you can ride it out or take advantage of opportunities as they happen. So here's how we see things right now. We are currently holding our positions and are making no stock market allocation changes. While we're concerned with the negative market momentum, we still have belief that the U.S. is not headed into a recession in the short term. And with equity valuations now cheaper, we're currently comfortable where we stand. But of course, this is a fluid situation and we're monitoring the data constantly. I've been advising HB clients for over 30 years. And seen many of these difficult periods, and many of you have been through them with me. We remain committed to our core investment principles and will continue to work with you to achieve your financial goals. Now I am going to turn things over to my partners in our investment department to help explain how we are looking at the current decline we're in, the current state of the economy, and what we're watching that might drive us to make allocation changes.
Hi. This is Stephanie Lang, Chief Investment Officer at Hamrick Berg. First, let me cover a little bit of where we were before the coronavirus outbreak. The global economy entered 2020 with a lot of positives, led by a healthy consumer, U.S. unemployment at 50-year lows, improving manufacturing sector, accommodative central bank policies, and even Europe showed signs of strengthening. The global equity market in 2019 reflected these positives in its performance, but valuations were looking stretched, especially in the U.S., where P/E multiples rose 30% over the last year. So where are we currently? There are over 89,000 coronavirus cases and over 3,000 deaths. There are reported cases in at least 60 countries. The coronavirus is hurting global economic activity, both on the demand and the supply side. Unfortunately, we still lack enough hard data on the virus itself, supply chain disruption, and consumer spending to accurately quantify the impact. Evidence on growth suggests at least a 50% hit to Chinese GDP in the first quarter, and the impact outside of China is evident with retail demand dropping by reportedly over 40% in South Korea. Global equity markets are down over 10% from their highs on February 19th, This is the most rapid sell-off in history from an all-time high. As investors have sought safe haven investments, U.S. Treasury yields have reached record lows. Also, credit spreads are widening, with high yield spreads up over 1% year to date. These are all indicative of fear that is in the markets. On the earnings side, global earnings growth estimates have started to be revised downward. Emerging Asia and specifically China expectations have dropped by over 2% in the past few weeks. Q1 U.S. earnings growth has fallen to slightly positive for Q1, revised down from 4% growth. Full year growth is still at 7%, but we expect that to be revised downward. Apple, Microsoft, and PayPal, just to name a few, have already withdrawn or lowered their earnings outlooks in response to the outbreak. In contrast, Starbucks reported that 88% of its stores in China are now open and seeing early signs of a recovery in the country. We expect there will be a mix of good and bad news as the virus spreads, but we'll also begin to see some signs of a recovery, as evidenced by Starbucks' comments. We'll continue to watch earnings revisions over the next few weeks and company guidance along with other indicators of the ultimate impact. We expect markets will be volatile over the next few weeks as we monitor the spread of the virus in the U.S. and as we begin to see the potential negative impact on the economy and consumers. Even after the current decline, given that stocks are still above historical valuation averages, there is still a risk to the downside from here. The health aspect and impact on families of the coronavirus is unquestionably a tragedy, and the impact has spread into the economy and financial markets. A more than 1% hit to global GDP appears to be a very real possibility. The OECD revised its global GDP numbers down to 2.4 for 2020, down from 2.9 in 2019, and suggests growth could possibly go negative in Q1. We expect the Fed's hand to be forced by the markets for rate cuts to improve financial conditions. Markets are now pricing in possibly 3 or more rate cuts this year. China's central bank is already acting aggressively, an outcome that can be seen in the surprisingly relative strength of Chinese equity markets. In fact, Chinese markets are down less than the U.S. year to date. Italy's government has moved to stimulate the economy through a fiscal response with tax credits for companies impacted by the coronavirus and tax cuts in cash for their health system. A coordinated response from central bankers appears to be likely as G7 central bankers will be holding a conference call this week. While this won't stop the virus, the bankers stress that they will take the necessary steps to stabilize the markets. To wrap things up, before I pass it to Ross, let me summarize. The spread and ultimate effect of the coronavirus is uncertain, but we do believe that the virus will eventually get resolved, whether by vaccine or by the virus running its course. We believe the supply chain will recover, as will economic growth. Therefore, we will not try to time the peak of the virus, but allocate to portfolios under this assumption. Clients have diversified portfolios, and only a portion of their portfolios are allocated to stocks. It's important to remember that bonds are up for the year, as we have seen a rapid decline in interest rates. We believe cash, bonds, and hedge securities will help carry portfolios through this time of volatility and uncertainty. I'll now pass it on to Ross for a few additional comments on the market and what could prompt us to make changes to portfolios.
I'm Ross Bramwell, and I'll give a few comments on China and on what we're watching as we discuss potential allocation changes. We certainly acknowledge that the coronavirus most likely will be a health issue for several quarters. However, what will be important for the stock market is, when does social and economic activity start to recover, and when are people getting back to work? This can make timing a potential allocation change challenging. Similar to recessions, the stock market is often a leading economic indicator. Markets often fall before we know we're in a recession, and they often rise before it's technically over, because it's always looking out a few months or longer into the future. It's a gauge of sentiment, how investors are feeling. So we could expect that the market may recover before the virus is actually on the downtrend. It may begin to recover even when news is still bad, but the prospects for the future are already starting to look better. In other words, for most investors, the right time to buy would be when they least likely want to do it. It would be a challenge to time the market of getting out and getting in for the recovery. For example, in China, Although there are still restrictions and issues, this week Starbucks said 85% of its stores in China are operating again. Apple announced that their factories are now open and are getting back up to speed, although slower than desired. Toyota has restarted production to some degree at all of its China plants. China's central province, the epicenter of the outbreak, reported less than 200 cases of new infections on March 1st, the first time since January. There are caveats if there's another flare-up, but signs of activity are beginning in China's economy, even as the epidemic is spreading outside of the country. A number of key metrics of economic health have ticked up this week. Workers are returning, factories are getting back up, and even consumer-facing businesses are opening their doors. This is the result of the declining number of new cases in China and the government's easing of policies that had essentially stopped everything. One stat I saw was that over 43% of small and mid-sized enterprises in China's manufacturing sector had resumed production, which is significant as many could survive for only 1 or 2 months on their savings. It will continue to be a process, but whether a significant portion of the recovery can occur before June or late spring, or if it goes into later summer fall timeframe, will significantly determine the eventual economic impact. With it just starting to spread in the US, we could see similar measures taken in other countries here that are currently dealing with the virus. So assuming it spreads over the next month or so, there will be a short-term hit to economic activity. But we have not seen many analysts yet expecting this to impact the U.S. economy 12 to 18 months out, given the current situation, and given that there is an expectation of a rebound as pent-up demand usually occurs. So most are still expecting this to play out within 2 quarters. But if that time is extended, or it's even worse than what we've seen in China, then it could certainly impact jobs, the U.S. consumer, and take us closer to the next recession, which would be the worst case. But that does not appear to be the most likely scenario currently. Similar to the fourth quarter of 2018, when the stock market saw a 20% decline, we are sticking to our core principles even in this time of market pessimism. We look at 3 signals when we're reviewing our positioning in U.S. stocks: valuations, momentum, and risk of recession. As we mentioned, price-to-earnings valuations were elevated as we began the year, but are now at more reasonable levels with the market decline. The U.S. consumer has been very resilient the last few years and has supported the slow but moderate growth we've seen in the U.S., with low unemployment, rising wages, a good housing market, and consumers that aren't overburdened with debt. We do not believe we are entering a recession in the near term, given current economic data, even which saw a slight improvement as we began the year. Momentum has weakened with the recent stock market decline. Historically, extreme negative momentum and an increasing risk of recession have occurred close together, but that is not our current situation, which is why we feel this environment is unique. As Andy said, we are not making any major allocation changes at this time, although we will take advantage of rebalancing or opportunities as always for individual portfolios, depending on your specific asset class targets and your specific financial plan. We will continue to monitor the signals, government response, and issues discussed on this call and adjust our approach as conditions change. Each of you has a unique situation, and as always, we encourage you to speak with your client service team about your personal portfolio and your financial game plan to ensure you stay on track. Thank you for listening.